Hello, my name is Daniel. Hello, my name is Daniel. Is this Jared King?
This is Jared King.
Okay, sir, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, okay?
Okay.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
I definitely will vote.
Okay. And in 2020, sir, presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask your race?
Yeah, white.
Thank you. What is your age? Is it 24?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think within that lineup, progressive would be the most accurate thing for me.
Okay, so do you very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, sir, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir? Or you don't know?
I would say somewhat satisfied.
Okay, so would that be satisfied or very satisfied?
Let's say satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to reach a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. You see 10 as the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. Lowering
okay.
the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Not at all.
Say that. 10.
10, okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
I'd say 9.
9, thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
Yeah, banning tobacco products for adults.
I'd say 0.
0, okay. And the last one, sir, making college more affordable.
Yeah, I'd say 10.
Thank you, sir. We almost finished here. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as his president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Now, I'd like to reach your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 mm-hmm. means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And lastly, sir, pity means that you do not feel warm or cold. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. 0, 50, or 100?
I would say 70.
70. Okay. The second one, Republicans in Congress.
I would say 0.
And the last one, Joe Biden.
I'd say 40.
40, thank you. Okay, and now once we reach a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on for each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 1 to 10 how important the issue is for FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. The first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help those who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0, 5, or 10?
I'd say 5.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication?
10.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
I'd say 10.
And lastly, sir, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I'd say 0.
0, okay. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, sir?
I'm so sorry. Halfway through, you cut out there for me. Can you please repeat that issue?
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virally no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, or you don't know?
I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Give me 1 second. Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, and regardless of where you stand on the fence, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I would say much more harm.
Much more harm, okay. Regardless of what you say on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, or other issues that are more important right now to you, sir?
Other issues that are more important.
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus on efforts on? The first one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or the last one, sir, harm, predication, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, maintenance and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Will you go with the first one or the second one, sir?
Definitely the second one.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, sir, I would like to read you 3 statements some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how you're concerned you are about the outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including Unison Farm workers, manufacturing and maintains workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, retails, and who operate responsibility in the legal regulated industry today. Will you think that's very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, and the last one, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easy for the kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned. Not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, now I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each on using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all. The first one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to argue amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety, testing, or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes, which simply give them another market in which to operate. 0, do not agree at all. 5, someone agree. Or the last one, strongly agree.
I strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one, sir, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years, underage using down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s policies, like warning levels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health companies on the danger of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would that be 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay, sir. And the last one would be the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's still too far for the government to tell those in their country they can't smoke at all. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, which should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them out to move past their nicotine addiction through sensation support and harm reduction. Would that be 0, 5, or 10, sir?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so sometimes over the course of survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you, lastly, again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Would that be strongly support, someone support, someone oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose a ban.
Strongly oppose. Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain purely no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would that be strongly support, someone oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on the bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefits, someone more benefits, someone more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decisions of who to vote for? Would that be much more willing, someone more willing, someone less willing, much less willing, or have no impact?
Somewhat less willing.
Somewhat less willing. Okay, thank you, sir. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Wine?
No.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Okay. And the last three, pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
And the last one, e-cigarette or vapor products?
No.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir? Would that be 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate?
If I can ask you a clarifying, I did high school and then I did a trade school that I graduated from. So would that be some college or a college graduate?
I think it's some college, sir, but I cannot really. I can't really answer for you.
I appreciate that. I'll put down for some college.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow, sir?
Single.
Thank you. One second. Okay, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, okay. Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your household a member of Union Employee Association? Does that apply to you or someone in your household or both? Or does not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay. Will you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural?
Say suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, and have a great night and enjoy the rest of the week, okay, Mr. King?
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.